Until right now, the information is sketchy. I would certainly advise people to, you may live in that area, to certainly contact or otherwise access a news source. You can see the smoke from a lot of the different areas around Southern California right now. I know you're sitting on top of Bill Wesley's house and could see the flame, or not the flames, could see the smoke very clearly.
And so it looks like we're well into fire season, huh?
It looks that way, Phil. That seems to be our situation here in Southern California right now. Citizens Auxiliary Police is dedicated to seeing what we can do to ensure that people's lives are saved. It is about saving lives for us. But right now, we want to do everything that we can to assist the authorities with the safety of people. I think that what's important for people to understand is that the police, those of us on the front line of law enforcement, are looking for the individuals that start these fires. The fire department or the individuals certainly are putting them out. So we are, that's where our focus is tonight.
Well, what about the police and their efforts at catching? You're a volunteer police organization. You were started in the neighborhood, right?
Well, it's not important how we were started. I mean, you call us a volunteer. Yes, we are volunteers, but there's an awful lot that the police are able to do. There's an awful lot the police are not able to do. And one of the things I don't think that the police have been very successful at, Phil, and I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say that the police are not that successful at apprehending the people that that perpetrate these crimes. And right now I'm looking for my notes, but I don't think any arrests were made ever, Phil, in the, for instance, that series of very serious fire we had back in 2003. And so what we have tried to do with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is augment or pick up where the police let down.
You're saying the police have not been successful in apprehending the people that start the fires?
That is correct, yes.
That's a fairly broad indictment, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the facts are facts, Phil. You know, we are, as members of Citizens Auxiliary Police, we are looking at areas where the police have simply not done the job, and that's why we're trying to do what we can to do the job. And to that end, what we're going to try to do, and not get in the way of the fire department, is to be on patrol in that area up in the Chatsworth area and some of the surrounding neighborhoods, and put into practice something that we're very familiar with. As you were mentioning, Phil, you can tell that when a fire starts or when any perpetrator creates some kind of mayhem, generally that perpetrator is somewhere in the vicinity, or individuals that have an interest in that kind of crime are also in the vicinity. So we will be out tonight, as we will be over the next few days, and we're going to be looking for many of the telltale signs. You can look at some of these at our website and see what some telltale signs of the firebug is. And so,
all right, well, you're going to be out driving and looking for what?
Well, we will be driving and looking for what we think is unusual behavior, suspicious behavior. I don't think there's anything unusual about people who want to go out and look at the fire from their front lawn. I don't think there's anything unusual about people who are going to want to see it and be horrified by it, because it's a horrifying thing. Looking at a fire is a horrifying kind of deal. But individuals that stand there and stare at it and look at it as if they're enjoying it, individuals that will run back into the house and get family members and bring them out to see it, individuals that will be engaged in eating while they're watching a fire, individuals will be engaged in drinking a Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or a drink like that when they're watching a fire. This is suspicious activity. This is something that's going to get a Citizens Auxiliary Police sub-commander to probably pull our vehicle over and want to ask a few questions.
And all right, so if you're driving down a street somewhere around any fire, whether it's in the hillsides of Los Angeles, whether it's in the brushland in Florida, or whether it's in the forests of Colorado, you're driving down a street, and you're looking at people who may be standing out on their lawn. You're in the vicinity.
That is correct, yes.
And you're looking at people who are standing out on their lawn watching the fire. What are you looking for?
Again, we are looking for individuals who look like they're lingering. And you can tell. And what we do when we drive down through any of the affected areas and we are looking at residents in that area, we try to get a good look at the face of the individuals watching the fire. We try to get a good look at their eyes. You always want to look at the eyes. And when you look in the eyes of an individual who, and you can see there's a little bit of a sparkle, they seem to be enjoying it. They seem to be getting their cookies. or having her jollies looking at it. And that's when we will pull a vehicle over and we'll conduct an on-site interview. And a lot of times you're not happy with the answers. That's when you need to detain the individual. And
all right, you're talking about detaining people. Now, you're not a police officer, okay?
Well, I don't think there's a... Again, we are in law enforcement. We are a volunteer police agency. But you find me a police officer isn't going to be happy that the Citizens Auxiliary Police is detaining an individual who is getting some kind of a jolly out of looking at a fire.
And so you're basing that on seeing people who may be smiling... Who?
Well, it's a very subjective thing, but it is also something that I think you can err on the side of caution. When you see someone standing there drinking a Coca-Cola and they look like they're having a good time watching a fire, that's a little bit of a red flag for Citizens Auxiliary Police. If not, that's the tip of the cap. Good evening to you, and we're on our way.
All right, Jay Santos joins us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking tonight about fires. We've got a fire locally here, and without a doubt, in the dry areas around the country, we'll probably have some fires. Because the weather is very hot here right now, who starts these fires? And you call them firebugs, Jay, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. You call them firebugs. Are these people the chronic fire starters?
Well, Phil, you made a joke in your last time I had radio on. You were talking about these individuals who get themselves like a box of milk duds, I think is what you said. Yeah.
It's kind of a caricature.
Well, it's not too far from the truth. You're going to look at these individuals. They come out onto their front lawn. Somebody says, you know, there's a fire. They come out onto their front lawn, and suddenly their eyes sort of light up. Their whole demeanor begins to... They walk with a spring in their step. They may want to race out of the front door, and they'll drag their family members out. And so they're enjoying looking at the burning of another man's home. And I got to tell you something right now. I got to throw a flag on that. You know, as we like to say around here, a 15-year penalty on that. Because if you're getting your cookies watching another man's home burn to the ground, mister, I feel sorry for you, and we're going to want to have to talk to you. And
what is this detention thing? What happens?
Well, if we are talking to an individual...
What I'm asking you, though, is if a guy is... What are you asking the guy?
Well, what we're asking someone, Phil, is you're watching the fire this evening. They'll say, yeah, and I will say, I'm very, very honest with you, you look like you're enjoying yourself, look like you're having yourself a real good time, like you're having yourself a little bit of a party over here. What is that all about? And if they get surly or they get obnoxious, they get argumentative, that's a red flag. And we'll say at this time, we would like to know what your name is. You've got some identification. If they refuse, then we do have to detain them at one of the substations, which basically is just one of our homes that we use if our wives will let us. And so we take them over there, and we will detain them, and then we'll release them.
What do you mean you did? You see, are you arresting them?
No, sir, we are not.
All right, so how do you detain them?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into the specifics, Phil. I'm just saying that if someone looks like they've got a little bit of a spring in their step because another man's home is burning down to the ground. Yeah, that's a red flag for me. And
But you're physically detaining these people.
That is correct, yes, sir.
May I ask you how you do that?
Well, I can tell you that one of the things we do, Phil, is we do have, and all of these subcommanders carry flashlights, so we will shine a floodlight in their face and ask the questions. We have floodlights mounted on both sides on a overhead rack as well as on both sides of the vehicle. And we will shine a full floodlight in their face and say, you look like you're having yourself a good time tonight. What's that about?
Because the guy's on his front lawn watching the fire doesn't necessarily mean that he's a criminal, though.
No, I know that.
But with you got a floodlight in a man's face, obviously he's going to act a little nervous.
Well, I don't see why. If you're not getting your cookies watching another man's home burn to the ground, then you don't have to be nervous about nothing.
I'm curious as to how you will physically detain people who are not answering the questions the way...
So all we're trying to do is look into the eyes, into the demeanor of people who look like they might be... So he's real fire nuts. You ever hear about these fire nuts? Guy's a real firebug, a real oddball.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. How do you spot a firebug? And their patrols take them into the areas where there are fires. If there's a person standing on their front lawn, somebody walking out there with their family, somebody who looks like they're really enjoying watching it or excited to see a fire, he goes and talks to them. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about these fires during the fire season on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a bus to Dollywood if you'll shut up.
Jay, you made a comment before we get to some calls that the police, you say, have failed in their job of catching fire starters, what you call fire bugs.
Well, Phil, I'm not trying to criticize our police officers, but obviously they're in over their head when it comes to that kind of thing. We feel the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we do have a way of approaching law enforcement that's probably a little bit more efficient. It's not just a matter of walking around door to door with a picture of a suspect that maybe somebody saw. What we try to do is we'll drive down the street where these fires are, and we try to take preemptive action. So we are looking into...
Well, you're using a spotlight onto the face of someone.
That is correct, yes.
And you're asking them questions, and you're saying that their demeanor...
The fire bug, your fire nut, one of these real fire nuts, these fire oddballs, these are people that have a real big fat grin on their face. They're having themselves a real good time watching a man's entire home burn to ash, and they're having themselves Coca-Cola. You know, this is what we want to stop. We want to talk about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to John. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show, sir. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Fine, sir.
My name's John, and you know, I disagree with him saying he can detain somebody and shine a spotlight in their face. That's why we have a judicial system, and we have, you know, police in place, and they've been mandated by the state in order to do this type of thing.
Well, it's true, sir, but we wear a blue armband. We have a full, we have a full sign on the side of the Suburbans that we drive. So we're fully augmented.
Are you mandated by the state of Georgia or
no, we're in
Kentucky
state, we're in,
or whatever we're state
in,
you're in?
We're in state California.
Sir?
We're in state California.
Uh-huh.
And,
are you mandated by the state of California?
We are a Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do wear a blue armband, so people do know that we're here. We're not trying to mess around. All we're trying to do is to, and I'm sure where you live, sir, there's a lot of these fire nuts. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But the thing about it is...
We're trying to find out which one of these fire, you know, these kind of firebug guys, but they're real cuckoo. They're real different.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody's going to think you're real different or cuckoo if you come up and try to detain somebody.
Are you in the state of Georgia, sir? Are you in the state of Georgia, sir? Because we do have an auxiliary police, the Georgia. We have the Georgia Goose Hunters. We also have the Georgia Patrol.
But they're not mandated to detain anybody at any time.
Yeah, that's what the gentleman's asking about, detaining people.
Well, Mr. Renner, I think what we have here, and I think John would agree, you got a situation where you got one of these real oddballs going around starting fires. I think the citizens have a right to take a peek around.
If it's on their property, okay? Now, if somebody comes and does you physical harm on your property or does physical harm to your property, then you may have a right to detain them until police get there.
Well, sir, let me just ask you this question, because I think I know where you're coming from.
Okay.
But are you saying that you're going to stand there and watch some guy pop milk duds into his mouth and have himself a Coca-Cola while another man's home goes up like one of those huts you see in Africa just being burned out?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do?
I disagree with him getting his kicks off of somebody's house burned down, because I would not enjoy that, seeing somebody else's house burned down.
Exactly.
But the fact of the matter is, we do have police jurisdiction in line to take care of that type of situation.
But the police
now,
aren't necessarily good.
In the state of Georgia, we have fire investigators, okay?
That's after
and
the
they'll
fact.
Come out and investigate the fire, and they're pretty persistent in
right.
catching...
But
the
I'm trying to get these
wrong.
I'm trying to get these fire oddballs before they go out and get their cookies, lighting the guy's garage on fire. See what I'm saying? So what we're trying.
Well, you're talking about preempting this, right?
That is correct, Phil.
All right, but that's a dangerous thing, man, because you're assuming.
I'm not assuming anything. This gentleman just agreed with me, Phil. I think you do too. You see some guy getting his cookies, watching another man's house burn out.
But you say a guy's getting his cookies watching another guy's house burn down doesn't mean he's committing a crime.
But I have the right, as a Citizens Auxiliary Police with a full blue armband, to at least question him.
All right, John, he has the right to turn around and walk away from you you start questioning him about a situation has nothing to do with you.
That's correct, but then I got to take it up to level two.
Okay, and what's that?
What do you mean level two?
Well, that's, you know, if the guy's going to give me a hard time, and we'll play it any way he wants to play it.
Well, what are you talking about, level two? Are you going to get physical?
I don't want to go into all the techniques we use, but... You know, you may think it's funny, sir, but I don't think seeing a man's home burn down while some other guy is getting his cookies is funny.
All right, John, thank you. 1-800.
What we do is we put on our shades and we turn up the wattage on the floodlight. And, I mean, if he wants to go the full Gestapo interrogation room route, yeah, I can play it any way you want to play it.
What do you mean Gestapo?
Well, we have the floodlights that are mounted on a vehicle. You got a neighborhood burning. Now, I want to find the guy that did it.
Understood. I think we all do.
All right. Police have a very bad record doing that. You got a neighborhood burned down. Got a guy out on his front lawn having himself a happy fizzies party, popping in milk duds. It might as well be wearing a party hat. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. And that's where our interrogation technique come in.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Tommy, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first off, Mr. Henry, I listen to your show quite a bit, and
Thank you.
I think you're an upstanding citizen. I'm just really appalled that you're entertaining this man. He has serious problems.
I got serious problems, huh?
Yes, you do, friend. Look, let me just say something to you
now. What problem I got?
Are you gonna let me say something here?
Yes, sir. But I just want to know. You say I got a problem, and yet you will look at a man standing there on his front lawn, having himself lemonade. And watching some guy run out of his home on fire.
See, first of all, you're carrying yourself. You're trying to portray yourself to the American people here as though you're trained as a police officer.
You want to see some guy stand out there eating Skittles while your home burns right down to the foundation? Okay, if that's how you get your jollies.
Nobody, I think we can safely say no one wants to see that.
I think you're right. I think what he needs to do, if he come down here, I'm right here across the Georgia line, Alabama, near a little community called Chocolaco, and off I-20, and we had auxiliary service here. Now we have fire and police, and
is that name of that town? Is that a joke name, sir?
No, sir. It is on the map. It is on your map. It's on the Atlas map.
We got a fire here in the Los Angeles area right now. It's very serious, sir. And you're coming on with some joke names.
No, I'm not.
That's the name of my community. I don't appreciate you saying that.
Well, you want to call... Well, it sounds to me like you're trying to get a sexual joke.
No, I'm not trying to tell a joke. I'm trying to find out what's going on here with this fella.
I'm saying to you, sir, first of all, Alabama-Georgia border.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't know my geography, but I don't think Alabama borders Georgia.
Yes, it does.
All right. Obviously, sir, first of all, this man is an ignorant man, and he needs some kind of psychological help.
Why do I need psychological help, sir, that I want to arrest firebugs?
You obviously, there's some hidden agenda here, friend. Let's get real about this.
What hidden agenda have I got that I want to get these fire oddballs and take them and just lock them away in a cage someplace and are out there playing with matches? What kind of hidden agenda is that?
Well, let me just say this to you, buddy. Just keep
you're
up
the guy
with
calls
your
up here with a chocolaca. You know, I'm supposed to have...
Look, let's just assume the man's town exists, all right?
I don't appreciate... It does exist. It's on I-20, friend. It's right off I-20. I don't appreciate you.
Yeah, okay.
Making fun of my community.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you one thing right now. A guy like you running loose wherever you are in California, that tells me a lot about the state of California.
Well, sure. The town of Chocolaca tells me a lot about Alabama. You ever heard of the Hershey Highway? I think you know where I'm going with this.
Okay, man. Hold on for a minute, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686.
The
Henry Show is back.
By the way, to Tommy who called, Tommy, we don't doubt the existence of your community.
Mr. Henry, can I say one thing?
I want to say something. We don't doubt the existence of Chocolaca, Alabama. We know that it's on the map. We know that it's there in the state of Alabama. And Mr. Santos, you question the man's credibility.
Phil, I'm talking about saving lives. Right now, we got a fire situation up in the Chatsworth area, and I'm talking about trying to detect who the fire nut is. And this gentleman called up with a town, the name of which sounded, shall we say, unusual.
Okay, unusual doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That is true. But I will tell you this. When he said Chakalaka, the first thing I thought about was the man was making some sort of an anal sex reference. And
I don't understand how you get that.
Well, sir, I'm trying to take very seriously the threat to life and property, which we've got in a lot of different communities.
And how do you get a joke?
I thought the gentleman was making some kind of... There's a lot of women listening. And I will tell you again, if you get your jollies throwing a gasoline bomb into a bassinet while a baby is sitting there playing with a toy, hey, have fun. Enjoy yourself. I don't.
Well, you show me a man that thinks that's fun, and I will show you a guy that isn't going to even live to see the police station, okay?
Well, that's what we're trying to stop, Mr. Henry.
Look, Mr. Santos, if you're looking for guys that want to throw gasoline bombs into baby carriages, maybe you ought to be over to in Iraq.
Well, Mr. Henry, your political point of view is something I'm not interested in.
Well, that's the only freaking place where I know that crap is going on. Otherwise, these fires, are being started by fire bugs, or perhaps because the grass is dry.
Well, the grass is dry, so the grass just says one day, hey, I'm pretty dry. I think I'll just erupt into a burst of flame. No.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Raphael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Thank
yes, sir.
You for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have to say, I live in Florida, and he better start reading up on the new gun laws down there. He gets physical on somebody down there, it's going to turn into a nightmare for him.
What are you talking about?
Number two.
I mean, if you want a guy running around as a fire nut.
I think you're full of it.
Do you want to ask?
I mean, to sit in my front lawn and have a Coca-Cola while there's a fire down the street from where I live doesn't make me a criminal.
It doesn't make you a criminal, no. But it does.
If you come up to my property and I tell you to get off,
it's suspicious.
And if you don't have some kind of authority or a very good reason, and you don't, I guarantee you'll be spitting grass.
Sir, I do have a good reason.
Before a blink of an eye.
I do have a good reason. I do have a good reason.
If you're not a fire chief or somebody with authority, you have nothing to be doing in my property.
Let me ask you a question. In other words, if I walked over onto your lawn and I just simply asked you a question, that's going to make you mad?
Simply ask me a question.
All right, let me.
Hey, hold on.
I have an idea. You come up to me and you put a spotlight in my face, I'm going to make you eat it.
Gentlemen, I want to ask a question. Why don't you, before this gets out of control, Mr. Santos, ask Raphael the question you would ask him? And maybe we're not talking about anything that's all that confrontational.
Well, we'll play it any way Raphael wants to play it,
Well, that's not the way. Look, just ask, what would you ask him?
I would walk up to him and I'd say, good evening to you, sir. You're having yourself a Coca-Cola right there. That's a red flag for me. Are you enjoying the fire?
No, there's no reason to enjoy a fire. I'm just, kind of in an awe that, to see that's going on. That's it.
And in your case, because I'm trying to make this realistic, would you be sitting with a Coke and maybe, because I take it you're Hispanic, would you be having a Coke and a burrito, or?
What does that mean?
What difference does it make if I'm drinking out of a Pepto-Bismol bottle? What difference is it?
Because it indicates your state of mind. If you're sitting there with a Coke in one hand and one of these big burritos in another, and you're having yourself a happy party.
If the guy's having dinner and drinking a Coke, the point is, it doesn't make him a criminal.
It does make him a criminal. You're right. But it makes him an individual who potentially has got some kind of a firebug deal going around in his head. Like maybe he's thinking about it.
I cannot believe that somebody will put you in their show. I mean, you're full of it.
I'm full of it, sir. Every year California burns to the ground. Why?
Because from California.
All these fire cooks.
Buddy, let me give you a piece of advice.
Yeah, I just saw a car in
Florida. Florida and try to do your so-called job, read up the new gun laws in Florida. You might find yourself in a big nightmare before you.
The only way you can use deadly force, sir, is if you feel that you are threatened. You use deadly force. I don't care what state you're in. You can find yourself up to level 3. I don't know what you're laughing about. You gonna shoot me because I asked you a question?
No, the man is talking about you physically manhandling him into a van.
If he's sitting there stuffing himself with a burrito and a Coca-Cola, don't you think it's a little suspicious? You're having a Coke and some of what do you call it, you know, plantains or whatever you have, in front of a blazing fire or some of the flautas? Is that suspicious? Yes or no?
Last I know, I mean, you can eat and drink all you want. You can eat and drink until you die, and that doesn't make you any kind of a criminal.
All right, but I just, as I'm watching my home burn to the ground, and you're across the street, and you're asking your wife, hey, pass some more of the fried plantains, I kind of tighten my jaws.
Hey, look it. The guy can have any kind of food he wants. You try to physically manhandle him into a van.
See, he's laughing now because he thinks it's funny.
I know it's funny. If any law enforcement agency would consider the your application for employment, they'll dismiss you on the spot because you have no base.
I didn't want the politics.
You'll be disqualified before you even start.
I could have been a police officer, but I don't. It's too political.
The reason you're not a police officer is because you don't have the qualifications. You don't have the mental, capacity. You don't have the mental,
an idiot?
If you were a cop, you'd probably be one of those cops where, trigger happy, looking for an excuse to shoot up with somebody.
Well, I'm not trying to shoot nobody,
that's the way you comport,
you're calling me some kind of a retard, and I think that's...
you sound. I didn't say it, you did.
So you think I'm a... Oh, in other words, so you're saying I'm a Gloyd. All right.
Okay.
Listen, you don't make sense.
All I'm trying to say is we're trying to save lives.
You don't come up to my property and put a spotlight in my face.
I want to get the light bright enough on your face to see if you're lying to me or not. And if you're sitting there with a burrito, chimichangas, and a whole deal...
I don't have to answer anything to you.
You're having a tenderized steak on a barbecue.
A cop comes up to my lawn, fine. The police, the fire chief comes up to my lawn, asks me whatever questions, fine. They have the authority up to certain point.
Do you think that I have the right
to shine?
What if you got a big pitcher of sangria?
What is all of this, man? Has this got to do with the man's ethnicity? Sangria, burrito, chimichanga?
Hey, I'm trying to cut through the, I'm trying to get right down to the heart of it.
Oh, get out of here. Look at Rafael, thank you.
I'm sorry that you have somebody like that in your show.
You guys are nuts.
All right, thank you very much, sir. I'm nuts.
Well, that guy's sitting there. Yeah, I'd like to have a Coca-Cola and watch you guys, all of a man's dreams, personal belongings, and effects, just have it cook. Yeah, lots of fun.
I don't think he said that. I don't even think he remotely inferred it. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on how to spot a firebug. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That's all. Just a little peek. Kind of a peekaboo.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And I'm looking here, 118 East. As of 218... there was a notice from California Highway Patrol wanted the freeway. See, you gotta understand something about the police. They're running around like chickens with their head cut off, trying to close freeways and find a firebug. No can do. I don't think it's gonna happen. That's why we're attempting to take a look at some of these firebugs and see if some of these kooks are out there trying to set fire to, trying to set fire to a guy or something.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Wes, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Wes?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hey, I just want to know what official law enforcement company this guy's affiliated with.
We're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir.
Now, is that with Los Angeles Police Department, Los Angeles County?
I don't know what you're getting at. We are an auxiliary police unit, and we're trying to pick up some of these pieces around here. A lot of these police who are out here putting traffic cones on a freeway, good for them. I hope they're enjoying themselves, but we got a firebug to catch.
Well, whose jurisdiction do you work under?
Major Elvis Newton.
And is he a police officer? Is he a
He's the commander of the auxiliary police.
Okay. So what legal grounds do you work under?
Well, we're trying to enforce the laws. The laws of the state of California and the United States.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is you do not work for a police department.
Yes, I do. I work for the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
The Citizens Auxiliary is not a legal law enforcement.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. What I'm trying to say is we're trying to...
Look, you are not a part of...
Mr. Henry, we've been through this a million times.
Yeah,
you know,
not,
a guy, some oddball wants to set fire to my house, and I'm not allowed to go and do something about it.
Company.
So, in other words, if I see a guy set fire to your house, I can't do anything about it.
No, you can't.
So I should let your house burn while you're off doing whatever you're doing.
No, you call 911 and you let the proper authorities deal with it.
No, I could catch that guy right then and there and beat a confession out of him, but you don't want me to do that.
You're gonna beat a confession out of him. Have you ever heard of assault and battery?
Have you ever heard of a guy burning your house down while you're sleeping?
Yeah, it's called arson. Have you heard of assault and battery?
Have you heard of arson?
Yes, I have.
All right, then I've heard of assault and battery.
Speaking of arson, you think that anybody that likes to watch a fire is an arsonist, correct?
I think that people who get their cookies watching another man's home burn, I think we got a red flag. I think it's a real oddball.
So because I'm fascinated by watching a fire,
I think it's very odd, and it's what we call an oddball alert, and we've got to do something about it.
Okay, sir.
You mean an oddball alert?
So
all right, look at okay, sir. Thank you for your call. We're going to move on. 1-800-449-8686. Got to get to another call here. Kirk, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Kirk,
hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to know.
I got to get going. If you can,
it's the last call of the hour. Go ahead.
What government agency?
I just answered this question. Is this the same guy? Because I just answered this question, sir.
All right, look, let's move on to Cookie. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hi.
Just answer the question, what agency? I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police, Major Elvis Newton, okay?
I have a different question.
And that last guy said, hey, if his house is burning down, I'm supposed to just sit there and have a milk dud and laugh, okay?
You know, every good police officer that I know has to have some listening skills.
Well, ma'am, are you a police officer?
No, sir. I'm actually
okay,
a minister.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
I'm actually a minister.
Well, that really
and
qualifies you.
Wow, you just don't listen at all.
Well,
anybody
you're a
who
minister.
Works with the public, anybody who works with people has to know how to listen.
Is it in
and
the Bible
your listening
that I can
skills,
beat a man? I can beat a man with my nightstick if he sets fire to your house. Is it in the Bible?
Well, who on earth said that?
Is it in the Bible?
That just came out of you. You made that up.
All right, it's not the Bible, so I'm not really going to follow the Bible because if I see somebody throw a gasoline bomb into your baby's carriage, I'm going to beat that man until there's blood coming out of every orifice. But you don't want me to because the Bible says, this and that, a lot of gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook?
I think that you really need some help. I think that you don't listen. I don't even think you hear yourself.
Ma'am, can
I
ask you?
If you could hear yourself, you would get yourself some help. Because you're really angry about something.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what I'm angry about.
You're making up things that nobody is saying. It's
ma'am,
all coming from
I'm angry
you.
About the fact that there's a fire
you're
coup.
Very, you're a
we
very
got an oddball
angry
alert
person.
Out.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
We got a really cool site here. I'm sure a lot of you guys know about it. SigAlert.com.
Yeah, that's a really good site, Mr. Henry.
Oh, shut up. SigAlert.com. If you go to SigAlert.com and you want to know what the traffic's like going home, wherever you live in the country, the area freeways, expressways, turnpikes, etc. will come up. Click on that expressway and the direction that you're going in. Like, for instance, tonight I'm going home on the 101 North, okay? So I'm going to look here. I click on the 101 North, which is the freeway leading out of Los Angeles up to, to the valley and beyond. And it gives you all the information here, baby. Now, you got me into West L.A., bud, you idiot.
Where do you live?
I don't live in West L.A. I want to find out. I got to go. Well, never mind. Anyway, check it out. It's called SigAlert.com. And look at this. The traffic at White Oak, Reseda, Tampa, Winnetka, and Valley Circle, it's all from 47 to 24 miles an hour. Then it gets up to 34. Then you finally start getting up to Lost Hills, and you're back up. Look at this, 83 miles an hour at Canaan. All right. It's Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Henry Show.